On this week's episode, we'll hear from Pastor Andrew Cromwell about the upcoming National Day of Prayer, and Shannon Meyer will stop by to share with us about the upcoming Victims' Rights event. Rob will give us a check of the community calendar, and I'll be back to update you on all of the high school sports action. This is the Hanford Insider for Monday, April 22nd.
Welcome to this episode of the Hanford Insider. I'm your host, Rob Bentley. Thanks for listening. In community news, National Victims' Rights Week is being observed this week. Shannon Meyer joins us now to let us know about the big event on Tuesday.
Yes, we have on Tuesday night, April 23rd, we have our National Victims' Rights Week homicide quilt unveiling and candlelight vigil. So basically, loved ones of people that were killed either due to homicide, vehicular crimes, they are able to create a quilt patch in honor of their loved one. And we unveil that into, it gets sewn into a quilt, and we unveil that at the ceremony. It's a public event. Everyone's able to come. We are adding a candlelight vigil this year just to honor all of the victims and victims that came before that as well.
And that's happening at the Koinonia Church this year.
Yes, the Koinonia Church and their Learning Auditorium.
Well, that's great. For those people who may not be as familiar with the Victim Witness Program, can you just a quick few minutes here, just kind of share with us about the kind of programs that you offer?
Yes, definitely. We are advocates for victims of crime. We are located in the district attorney's office, so we are part of that prosecution team. But basically, we assist victims getting through the court process. We help them navigate that process. It is a very daunting process for somebody that is not familiar with the court system or the justice system. So we help them navigate that, help explain what's going on, let them know what all the court dates are, go to court with them, let them know what their rights are. Not everybody knows that a victim has rights as well. It's not just the defendant that has rights. So we let them know what those are. We help them through that process. And we provide court support and resources that may be available to them.
Well, the community certainly appreciates all that your staff does for Kings County. And you can find them on Facebook at Kings County District Attorney Victim Witness Program. And Shanna, the best of luck this week on all of your events.
Oh, thank you so much.
The Hanford Piranhas are registering swimmers for the upcoming season. This recreational swim team is for swimmers of all levels, so long as they can swim across the pool in any stroke, even dog paddle. Practices start in early May at Hanford High School, with meets being held during the summer at Sierra Pacific. There will be a parent meeting for those interested at the Sierra Pacific Cafeteria on April 25th at 5:30 p.m. You can get more information and register on their website at hanfordpiranhas.com. Here are some events coming up on our community calendar. The California High-Speed Rail Authority will be holding an open house from 5 to 7 p.m. this Tuesday at Hanford West High School. The open house will allow community members to learn more about the project and ask questions of staff. I had the pleasure of interviewing Tony Tinoco from the High-Speed Rail Project on the October 15th episode of The Insider. Go back and take a listen. There's a lot of good information in that interview. The Carnegie Museum of Kings County presents Kings County's Asian Experiences. The museum is located at 109 East 8th Street and is open each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. Admission is $5 per person with a $10 family maximum. For more information, you can visit their website at carnegiemuseumofkingscounty.org. The Hanford Chamber of Commerce Taste of the Valley will be held at the Civic Center Park on Friday, April 26th. Visit hanfordchamber.com for tickets and more information. The opening reception for the Kings Art Center Spring Show is April 26th from 5:30 to 7:30. Visit kingsartcenter.org for more information. Kids Day will be held at the Longfield Center on Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 2. There will be games, food, prizes, and fun for all. help celebrate Child Abuse Awareness Month and bring resources to our community. On Sunday, April 28th, there will be a Mother's Day vendor fair at Hat Bar in the Carnegie Museum Garden from 11 to 4. The Hanford branch of the Kings County Library will be holding their annual spring book sale on May 4th from 10 to 2. Items for sale include new and used books and music CDs. The Salvation Army is happy to announce that their basketball courts have now reopened, and they are inviting kids ages 4 to 17 to come out to Youth Game Day on Saturday, May 4th at noon. There will be food and games for all. The Remington will be holding a Mother's Day vendor fair on Saturday, May 4th from 10 to 2. The event is open to the public. For you car show enthusiasts, mark your calendars now for the Hanford West High School Bandbackers Cars on Campus Car Show on April 27th. The Glad Tidings Church at 10th and Greensville will be holding a car show fundraiser on May 4th from 9 to 2. And the 3rd Annual Carnegie Museum of Kings County Downtown Hanford Car Show will be on June 8th. Registration is now open at carnegiecarshow.com. I'll be grabbing events as I see them on the Hanford Sentinel calendar and social media pages. If you have an event coming up and you'd like some help getting the word out, let's work together. Send your information to hanfordinsider@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe to my weekly newsletter to get a complete calendar of events. Coming up this week is the National Day of Prayer on Thursday, May 2nd in the Civic Center Park, and I've invited Reverend Andrew Cromwell from the Koinonia Church to tell us a little bit about the event and why it's so important to the community and how you can get involved. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thanks so much. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about the National Day of Prayer.
So, Andrew, I know this event's going to look a little bit different this year with the remodeling that's taking place in the Civic Auditorium. So you've moved it outside. Can you tell us a little bit about this year's event?
100%. National Day of Prayer is a nationwide event, and it has been for a very long time, for decades. Locally for us in Kings County, it has historically always happened in the Civic Center, of course, as a luncheon that for about 20 years was spearheaded by just a great lady in the community, a Christian woman, Janice Rogers. And this year, because the Civic is closed, and actually we were planning on doing this even before we confirmed that the Civic was not going to be available to us, we felt like we wanted to shift to a little bit more of a public place. That would be outside in the park in the city center, and we wanted to focus on removing the lunch piece of it, not because it was terrible, just because we wanted to lower barriers for people being involved from the community, and it just seemed like it's a little bit easier for people just to be a part, even for a few minutes of the hour of prayer. And so this year, what we're doing is we're meeting at noon for about an hour for a time of worship and prayer. In the Civic Park, in the Hanford Civic, if you're familiar with it, we're meeting just right behind the old courthouse. There's a stage there. We'll set up some chairs, but we're encouraging people to bring lawn chairs if they're concerned that they, you know, might need a place to sit if we run out of chairs. And everyone's invited to be a part. We will have kind of an agenda. We'll do some worship. I've got a combined worship team from a couple of different churches that are going to be leading us in worship, and then we're just going to spend some time in prayer, and we'll have prayer over different themes, and some of that will be guided, some of that will be individual, but overall, what we're seeking to do is to bring as many people from our community of faith together, simply to seek the Lord for about an hour in a public place, and do it in a way that that is attractive to our community and a blessing to our community.
So can you tell us a little bit about the King's Christian Leaders Network and how the pastors of the local community band together?
Yeah, Christian Leaders Network is the current version of what used to be known as the Ministerial Fellowship of Hanford, Lemoore, Kings County, whatever it was. And that group met together regularly. And as, you know, as is just kind of typically happens in seasons, that season closed some years ago, and for probably 5+ years, we didn't have an official gathering, a regular gathering of pastors within the community. And then Some years ago, I had to go back in my records and see, I don't know if it was maybe 2017, 2018, one of the leaders at Adventist Health, the hospital here in town, Bucky Weeks, he started to sort of finger me a little bit. He said, hey, you need to gather these guys back together, guys and gals within the community pastors and ministry leaders, because this is really an important group. And that had been on my heart for a while. I know it, you know, it's something that I think is important for pastors to know that they're not alone. And it's also important for pastors to gather together as a group within a community to pray for the community, to understand what God is doing, and to remember that we're not islands to ourselves, and we're not in competition with one another. And so that resulted in sort of the rebirth of the current version of the Ministers Fellowship, known as the Christian Leaders Network now. And so we've invited all the pastors within Kings County. The majority of those that come right now regularly are Hanford and Lemoore, because of the outlying areas. It takes them a little, it's a bit more of a challenge for them to be a part of it. We meet for lunch on the fourth Thursday of the month from 11:30 to 1. Pastors, as well as really any Christian ministry leaders. And so the door is open to all those who are Jesus-centered and who have this understanding that we're working together for the good of the community. We meet together for the purpose of encouragement, encouraging one another. I think pastors need to be encouraged. Everyone, of course, always needs to be encouraged, but certainly pastors do, and they have some specific needs, right? And so it's great to be in the room with a group of people who understand that, you know, they're loved and they're supported by others who are also in the ministry. So we meet and we talk about the needs of the community. We pray for the needs of the community. We often hear from community leaders. We'll each month have a theme or someone that we'll invite from the community. Might, for example, this next time we'll meet, we'll have Stephanie Huddleston, the new chief of police of Hanford, who will come and just talk to us about, you know, her new position, what's on her heart for the city. Gives us a chance to hear her heart, ask her questions, and then ultimately, and most importantly, to pray for her and to bless her. So the CLN, as we call it, the Christian Leaders Network, has been just a great monthly gathering of pastors and Christian leaders that every time I'm in that meeting, makes me feel like, okay, we're in this together. God has a plan for this community. He wants to bless Kings County, and I get to be a part of a group that we're all working together, even though we're doing that in different places and different congregations. We're on the same page, and we're believing that God has a great things in store for this county.
So the National Day of Prayer is Thursday, May 2nd in the Civic Center Park from 12 to 1. You're invited to come on down and enjoy some fellowship with other community leaders. And this is sponsored by the Kings Christian Leaders Network. And how can they find out more information about the event? I believe there's a website, and I know there's a Facebook event page, but do you have any particular leads for people who might want to get involved?
Yeah, I mean, we do have a website, kingscountyprayer.com, where you can certainly get more information, and you can shoot us an email if you'd like to be a part of the event. You don't have to sign up. You just show up simply on that day. We don't have a massive amount of needs than our need just to pray for the community. If someone did want to volunteer or donate to help us with some of the costs involved, they can do that. They can go to the website and reach out. That's also a place where you can get flyers and you can get a video. We're asking all the churches within the community to play that video and to share that flyer. Certainly anybody can do that. Just to get the word out, because we'd like to see every church represented. We'd like to see every group represented within the county that day.
Well, that's wonderful, Andrew. Thank you for coming on the show, and thank you to all of the pastors in Hanford, Lemoore, Kings County area for making this a possibility for us.
Thanks so much.
And now it's time for Hanford Insider Sports with Eric Bentley.
In baseball action, Hanford High continued their solid 2024 season, splitting a pair of games last week. It was an 8-4 loss on the road at Tulare Union before bouncing back at home and taking Tulare Union down 3-2. The Bullpups sit at 6-3 in the WYL, 12-9 overall. In similar fashion, Sierra Pacific also split their two games with Washington Union, falling 4-1 on the road before taking a 6-5 victory at home. The Golden Bears stay at 500 in league play with a 4-4 record, 14-8 on the season. And Hanford West wasn't able to secure a victory in their two games against Emmanuel, falling 14-2 on the road and 4-2 at home. The Huskies are 2-6 in league play and 7-14 overall. As for softball, only one team was able to pick up a victory, as Hanford West was victorious with a non-league win, taking down Exeter 8-2. Unfortunately, the Huskies dropped their other game of the week to Selma 9-6. They remain at 500 on the year at 10-10-1 overall, but are still looking to secure their first league win. Hanford High went winless in their two games on the road, falling to Tulare Western and Mission Oak, and Sierra Pacific dropped their two contests, falling in a one-run game against Reedley before being bested by Selma. As always, we want to hear from you, so please send any scores, stats, or stories to hanfordinsider@gmail.com. I'm Eric Bentley, and this has been your Hanford Insider Sports Report.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. If you enjoyed this podcast, leave a review on my website. If you'd like to join the Hanford Insider email list, stop by my website at hanfordinsider.com to sign up for updates. You'll also get an exclusive copy of my newsletter in your box each week. You can also send me feedback by voicemail through my website by clicking on the microphone icon. I'd love to hear from you. Your comments may even be shared on the show. I also need your help by getting the word out about the show by liking and sharing on social media, or just telling a friend. For more information about the show, you can find this podcast on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, X, and YouTube at Hanford Insider. If you have a show idea, be sure to email me at hanfordinsider@gmail.com, and I'll get going on it. I'm looking forward to meeting many of you at the Thursday Night Marketplace on May 2nd in downtown Hanford. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.